For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Welcome back into my closet. And I am Chandra Bettner Gray, and I'm coming back with another episode of This Legal Light of Mine, where we look at the law of the land and the law of the Lord and see how it applies to our life. So today I want to talk about, what's really appropriate for the day. This is February. It is the middle of the month, and it is Valentine's Day weekend. So I'm all excited about thinking about love. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today, and not just any kind of love, but self-love. So if you want to hear about that, just hang on. But before we get started, this episode is being brought to you by my favorite place, Bettner Gray Law Office. Of course, we do real estate and estate planning, and my focus as the managing attorney there is to help folks build their legacy and a rock solid succession plan. I want to encourage you to check us out on the web at BettnerGrayLaw.com. Of course, on Facebook and on Instagram and every other social media platform, and like, follow, support, all of those good things. And then if you need services, put an inquiry on the website, send us an email, give us a call. We'd be really happy to talk to you about your life and your legacy. So if you want to hear some more, let's get started. All right. So here's what we're talking about. Imposter syndrome. I know you're probably thinking, you just said we're talking about love, but yeah, it kind of goes together. This idea of imposter syndrome is when you are burdened, or you burden yourself with the idea that you're not worthwhile, that you're not good enough, that what you have is by sheer luck. And you tend to talk to yourself in ways that discourage you and take away the love and light that God wants us to walk in, right? So I'm sure all of us have experienced this in some way or another. I was reading an article about imposter syndrome, and it says like 70% of folks struggle or have struggled with it. And I was thinking about like my own story, and I recognized that I probably had some issues with imposter syndrome my whole life, for as long as I can remember. So, when things would go well, or when I had favor, I tended to always have to have a reason or explanation for that. I didn't just accept always that I was loved or that I was good enough. And in fact, I found myself always focusing on other people and how good they were, or how beautiful they were, or how gifted they were, and didn't realize that in doing so, I was also kind of self-deprecating and not really recognizing who I am and who I was in God, and just by the sheer fact of being born and being made in His image, right? So I know, I remember actually somebody came to me after my mother passed away, and they told me, this is a part of her legacy, they told me that she, one of the things that she always said as a part of her ministry was that the enemy tries to attack folks who are the most gifted in the area of self-esteem, right? So if he can make it so that we don't believe that we are who God says we are, then we will shrink back and we won't walk in what God has called us to do or be. And we're always thinking less of ourselves, which, you know, kind of takes away the power that God has given us to be who He wants us to be. So that was really one profound, because I don't remember having that conversation with her. So it was kind of awesome to hear her voice through someone else. But it also, it comes up in my mind when I have these moments of feeling like, oh, I'm not quite good enough, right? It doesn't matter that I've done the work or I've gone to school. And I'm sure this is the same for so many other folks. And sometimes you still come up against these feelings of like, do I measure up? Am I good enough? And so I was thinking, what can we do? What can we do to fight against this really low self-esteem, this imposter syndrome? A lot of us, as we kind of like go up the ladder, so to speak, whether in ministry or career or whatever it is we're doing, this corporate world, we can really battle with it. I know as a woman and even as a woman of color, I have all of those other layers to add to it. So there's some systemic stuff there that kind of says you're okay, you're good, but you're not quite at the top, right? You're not at the top of the food chain. So you have to battle those things too. So I came up with three kind of ways to help us fight against a tendency to have imposter syndrome and to have this negative self-talk, right? So the first one is to face what we're feeling, right? So we can be walking around kind of subconsciously not accepting who we are. But if you stop a moment and say, you know what? I think I may be dealing with imposter syndrome. Sometimes it manifests itself in competitiveness. Sometimes it manifests itself in anxiety or in perfectionism. So sometimes we have to sit down and do a self-assessment. What is it that I am feeling? What is driving me to do everything that I'm doing? And what am I trying to prove, or am I trying to prove something? You know, so the first thing is face what you're feeling. This may, in addition to your self-assessment, this may mean you write some things down and, you know, really, really just go through it in your heart and in your mind, and even pray, say, God, what, show me myself. Am I struggling with this? Is this something that is showing up in my life and causing me added anxiety and worry because I'm convinced that I'm something that I'm not, right? And I'm unconvinced of what I am. So number one, face what you're feeling. Number two is focus on others, right? It sounds like, girl, what does that have to do with imposter syndrome? I think it's appropriate when we're talking about self-love to also think about love for others. And you don't have to like have a close relationship with people or humanity in general to have a general love for other folks that will manifest itself in how we treat one another. And also it'll work to move our focus off of ourself all the time. Part of this imposter syndrome thing, believe it or not, is also arrogance, because all we're doing is thinking me, me, me. Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Am I? It's all about me, right? And what about everybody else? So if whatever your gift is, if your gift is preaching, if your gift is singing, if your gift is teaching, if your gift is working your way up the corporate ladder or running a business, whatever it is that you have been gifted to do that you're always second guessing yourself, how does it serve someone else? If we stop long enough to think about our gifting and it actually being a gift that obviously we're serving God, but we're also serving people. And when we stop focusing on how imperfect we think we are, we can start thinking about other folks and we'll be more productive, right? We'll get more things done, and we're not stressing ourselves because we recognize we're being a gift. We're using our gift to be a gift. So number two, focus on others. Stop just stressing yourself out about me, 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 I. Okay, you are not the beginning and the end. Be a blessing. That's also a part of legacy, right? What will folks have when they no longer have you in the tangible here on earth? What is left of you? How you treat folks will make a difference. And then number three, reframe your thinking. The Bible calls this renewing your mind, right? Be transformed, be changed by renewing your mind. reframe your thinking, right? So when you start talking to yourself, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, how did I even get here? Oh, poor me. And they're so great. And I'm just like sitting over here in the shadow, just hoping nobody recognizes that I'm an imposter. Instead, we begin to say affirmations over ourselves and over our life. And not just any affirmations, but the affirmations, the word of God. I have my phone here because I had some affirmations that I wanted to go over. There's one in particular, Psalm 139. Let's read 13 and 14 and then verse 17. Okay, so I'm gonna read it real quick. So you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. And then verse 17, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. I mean, we don't think great about ourselves, but God himself who made us has wonderful thoughts of us, precious thoughts of us. I think these are the types of things we ought to be saying to ourselves. We ought to be reminding ourselves and speaking life, the law of the Lord into our life. It is where we find strength. It is where we find power. And we don't have to be so self-centered, so self-focused, right? We want to hear the voice of God over our own voice. We want to focus on other folks. And we want to kind of like deal with the honesty of what we're feeling. And we can also do that in the mirror of the word. So I would encourage you to look up some affirmations. I'm probably also going to post them on the Facebook page for this Legal Light of Mine, because I want to encourage you in these moments where you feel yourself sinking down into nothingness to stop and recite to yourself encouraging words, right? Words of life, words that lift, words that remind you of who God says you are. So I just want to read a couple of these affirmations, or they're kind of like affirmations. So it says, now the first one is, I say or have said, I am unlovable, but God says I am forever loved. And that scripture that goes with that is Romans 8:38 and 39. Here's another one. I say I am weak, but God says he makes me strong. The scripture there is Psalm 18, verse 32. Here's another one. I was abandoned, but God says I'm adopted. Hey, I felt something. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Here's another. I say I'm broken, but God says he makes me whole. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. I have been rejected, but God says I'm his. Here's the last one. I say I have no purpose, but God says, I was created with purpose. And this is the verse for that, I'm sorry, is Esther chapter 4, verse 14. So I just want to encourage you, when you feel or you even hear yourself saying things that are not the truth, to start speaking back to the lies. When you say, I'm not, oh, I don't think I'm good enough, I don't know what to say, recognize that number one, we shouldn't be relying on ourselves anyway. It is, if we know God, if we know him, then that means that we have his spirit within us. We don't have to rely on ourselves. We don't have to rely on our own strength, for he has empowered us with his spirit. So when we feel like, oh man, like when I'm going into the courtroom and I feel like, oh, I don't know if I have it, if I have enough, if I know what I'm going to say, then I have to remind myself, but I am the head and not the tail. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He is going to give me his words and he empowers me through his spirit. So I want to encourage you to do the same thing. I'm going to post these affirmations on the page, and I encourage you to copy and paste them, put them in your phone, print it out, whatever you got to do, and remind yourself who you are. You are not an imposter. You are who God says you are. So that is all I have for today. We're going to face whatever we're feeling. We're going to focus on other folks and we're going to reframe our thinking. And then we're going to walk in who God says we are. So that's what I wanted to say today. I know I've struggled with things in the past, but we fight against it with the power of the Word and of the Spirit of God that lives within us. So let's pray. God, you are so good and you are so worthy to be praised. And you remind us that you love us and you have purpose for us. And no matter what the world says, no matter even what we say about ourselves, you have called us your own. You have called us loved and worthwhile. And we are so grateful for that. We thank you for these reminders that come through your word. And we thank you for this time. We even thank you for this podcast. God, we don't know the beginning from the end. We don't even know your purpose, but we move forward in obedience. So we ask that you would let this word seep in us and have an increase, change us, that we might be your vessels set afire so that the world can watch us burn. Have your way even now. We love you because you first loved us. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening. Amen.